Are you interested in the various jobs being done and programs offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic.
All right. Good morning, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nick Johnson, and I'm here today hosting this week's What Do You Think program here with Danielle McKimmy. She is the Community Outreach Coordinator for Thumb Industries. Good morning, Danielle, and thank you for being here today.
Good morning.
It's very nice to meet you. A pleasure. So I had, as we were talking a little bit before we started, I had to spend some time looking on your website because in my extreme ignorance, I think Thumb Industries, I think thrift store, you know.
You are not alone in thinking that Thumb Industries is just a thrift store.
Yeah.
You are definitely not alone. We do provide a lot of other services outside of our thrift store. It is how we got our start, of course, but we are much, much more than just a store.
Well, that's what I found out rather quickly was just how much more you guys do, and you could touch on that if you wanted to better than I can, but I was looking at the website, like I said, and I always think equals thrift store, which it does, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. And I don't know if you wanted to touch on just some of the other stuff you do, you could probably do better than I could with it. But I was pretty blown away by just how involved in the community you are and how many things you guys do.
Absolutely. Our main focus at Thumb Industries, obviously, is working with individuals with barriers and disabilities. And so what we aim to do is to help them find purpose and meaning, provide job skills training and job readiness training to those individuals for them to enter the workforce. And so that's part of what we do with our thrift store. We offer a retail-based training, you know, obviously to individuals to prepare them for jobs within the community. We also do manufacturing services at our other location. And then we do janitorial services that we provide skills training for that as well.
Yeah,
so
I saw that too. And like I said, I thought I'd just let you kind of give a breakdown because much better than I, much more eloquently than I think I would have. But that was all the kinds of stuff that I was seeing while I was looking at your website, and I was just blown away. I'm like, wow, it's cool that you guys are there to fill a need for people in that area.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I mean, and all of our individuals are, you know, they're looking just like you and I are. They're
right.
Looking for that purpose in life and what drives them to succeed, and they want to be a meaningful part of our community.
Absolutely.
And so we are very blessed and very fortunate to have a very great community that we live in.
Yeah.
You know, that wants to work with individuals. And we've been very successful at placing quite a few individuals within our community, you know, through various retailers and manufacturing facilities. So,
yeah, well, and that's great. You guys providing bridges, you know, that someone's here, can't quite get here, and you guys kind of bridge that gap to get people ready that maybe need a little extra help getting ready to be in the world. You know?
Absolutely. And to enter the workforce, and, you know, we're there to not only help those individuals, but, you know, to fill that need, I guess, you know, with businesses within our community too. You know, obviously right now it's a struggle for businesses to find employees.
You are not kidding there.
We definitely have some very great candidates. And then, you know, we're there to work with the individual, work with the business owner or different managers at those particular businesses to provide coaching to help get that individual trained, get them up and ready to, you know, be a successful part of their team.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good that they're for the people that are in the businesses as well, because, you know, you providing, like I said, just the bridge and the connections, because, you know, they might not know how exactly to go about certain things either. And it's nice that you guys are providing the opportunities and the sources of information to be able to help people prepare.
Absolutely.
And be ready for that kind of thing. And like you said, there's, I mean, it's always a good time, but no better time than now, because that's what I've found, especially even over the last year or two, that everyone is pretty much working on a skeleton staff right now, it seems like. You know, there's just, it's an employee's market, if
Absolutely.
You want to call it that.
Absolutely.
So, well, that's great. I know specifically, too, now, you have your annual camel race fundraiser coming up.
We do.
I don't know, is it April 22nd? Is that right? What I looked at, it said April 22nd for 2022, though. So I'm like, I don't know if the date carried over for this year or not.
April 22nd.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
Mark that one up on the calendar, a win for old Nick.
Yep, April 22nd at the Bad Axe Knights of Columbus Hall. This will be our 11th annual camel race event. And so, obviously, being a nonprofit organization, you know, we definitely, you know, rely quite heavily on, this is our largest fundraiser that we do every year.
That's what I saw, yeah.
Absolutely. On average, I guess over the past 11 years, on average, it usually brings us in around $20,000.
Oh, really?
Sometimes a little bit more.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know, we're obviously able to be able to utilize those funds to, you know, keep programs going and growing.
Absolutely.
So it's a great thing. And if you've never been to our camel race event, people often wonder, like, are there real camels there?
Guilty.
Yep. There
Guilty.
Are not real camels there, I promise.
I was trying to tell my wife about, like, hey, listen, do you think we could swing buying a camel? I'm like, I hear there's some camel. Now, she was convinced it wasn't real camels, and so I'm glad you're here today to that she can know she was right and I was incorrect. We don't need a real camel, I guess. So.
Yeah, nope, absolutely. No live camels will be utilized for this event. Basically, the way the event works, they're wooden camel silhouettes that, you know, it's basically a pari-mutuel betting event. Kind of similar, I guess, almost to like a horse race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
You know.
I meant to look this up so I didn't have to ask it and expose my ignorance even further on air, but here we are nonetheless. Pari-mutuel. What is...
So...
Pari-mutuel bet.
Ultimately, you know, we'll have six camels that will run in each heat. So before the heat begins, the odds for each particular camel that are sponsored by local businesses, individuals, you know, very generous donors, those individuals will have those six in there. They'll calculate the odds. At that point, you'll be able to go up to our betting tables. You'll be able to place your bets.
It's very cool.
It's very cool.
It's very cool.
And then we roll a pair of dice. So.
Yeah, big fuzzy dice, I think I read, in particular. So we're not messing around with just some chintzy Yahtzee dice here.
No, we're talking big red fuzzy dice. And so you'll roll the pair of dice and... Obviously, if your camel's number comes up, your camel will advance one space until it reaches the end of the track. There are 10 spaces on the track.
I was going to say 10 spaces, I believe, right?
Yep. Yeah. And then that particular camel would be declared the winner. So
For that heat?
For that particular heat.
There would be another heat, and then the winner from each of those would compete against each other and
Absolutely.
Continue to move forward like a bracket. Kind of.
So we have, we actually do 9 races where those 54 camels that would be in those 9 races, like I said, are sponsored by businesses and or individuals from our community.
Right.
And then during our 10th race, we will take, obviously, basically the winners from previous races, and they will actually run that very last race.
Head to head, yeah.
So basically it will be then the fastest camel will come out.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And we do a trophy for, obviously, it's a camel-looking trophy.
Yeah.
That will come out for that 10th race for the fastest camel. And then you've probably noticed if you checked out our Facebook page or our website, we have a lot of pictures from previous races. People are very creative.
Highly creative with
what they can come up with to dress this camel as. A lot of times you aren't even going to know that there's an actual wooden silhouette of a camel underneath.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
our station manager, she's been working very hard on one, and I won't give away what it is, but she has much more patience than I do. We'll just say when you get to see it, it's much more patience than I do. She tried to get me to be a part of it, but I said, listen, if you want me to hold on to the very little bit of sanity I have left, that's probably not the job for me.
She is a highly exceptional exceptionally crafty person,
I should say.
And she has definitely made some of the radio station classic songs come to life over the years.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. Very, very impressive.
It is. Yeah. We had a little thing. We do different stuff for holidays here, and it was a Valentine's Day baskets we were making, and a couple of us didn't really have anything ready, and a matter of 15 minutes whips up things that I wouldn't have been able to create in like a week's worth of time. So
yeah, so, absolutely.
I'm interested to see that camel when it's all finished up. So
I'm sure it will be fabulous.
You know, back to the camel races, my wife does have a horse. Now, if I just strapped on a wooden camel silhouette to that, I probably couldn't use that, huh?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
All right. Bye.
Definitely not.
Can't blame a guy for trying, right?
Right. So. But I would definitely say to those individuals, I guess, who have never been, it's definitely a one-of-a-kind event, and it's always a very good time. We have been at the Knights of Columbus Hall now, I believe, for 10 years.
Okay. So the vast majority then, because I think you said this will be your 11th.
This will be our 11th.
And so it'll be 10 out of 11 times held there then.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So, and then, you know, it is a very great event. We sell tickets in advance. And so if you are interested in coming, we ultimately, when the event starts, we have 400 tickets that are available. At this point in time, we have, a little less than a month to go. And
yes, right.
So, you know, we're down to less than 100 tickets.
So you've already went through more than 75% of your tickets
absolutely.
In that short amount of time.
So tickets are $25 per person.
That's what I was going to say. I thought I had looked and saw $25 a person. Not bad at all for everything that's going on at
right?
the event.
And so that obviously gets you into the event. It also will get you catered dinner. And then your ticket actually goes in to be entered for door prizes that'll be given throughout the evening. We do also have a silent raffle that we do with some larger prizes. And then, you know, obviously a great fun night full of betting on camels.
That's exactly.
The event is BYOB. So if you do choose, you may bring in your own adult beverages to partake in for the evening.
Right, because it threw me off, and I was like, I had to, because I saw it said event is BYOB, and I didn't realize you could have the alcoholic beverages there, and I'm like, is BYOB, does that stand for something else besides bring your own beer that I'm not aware of? But I was like, no, okay, you can.
Yeah.
You can have some alcoholic beverages, adult beverages, if
absolutely.
You so choose.
Absolutely. So. No, and I mean, we're very blessed, I guess, with this particular event. You know, we generally start preparing, obviously, right around Thanksgiving time for this event. And so there's a lot that kind of goes into the process, you know, including, obviously, we go out and get sponsors for these camels that actually race. So, you know, very grateful for the many, you know, generous businesses and individuals that, you know,
for sure,
that sponsor for us. And then also, you know, give us door prize donations and, you know, other donations to really make our event
big
a success.
And successful and fun in various ways.
Absolutely.
It's not like you're spending $25 to do one thing for a little while. I mean, it's quite the extravaganza. That's what I'll call it.
Absolutely.
I think that just is justifiably called that when you've got the catering and the races and the door prizes and, you know, the being able to just be out and amongst people, socialize. You know,
oh, yeah.
Have a good time.
It is a very good time.
Are you still looking for sponsors? You said you have 54 camels, right?
So we have 54 camels. Yeah. We are nearing, I want to say we're nearing the end of the camels that we have available for sponsorship. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in being a camel sponsor, you know, definitely give us a call right away at our office. The number is 269-9229. I believe we might have one or two camels left that
sponsored. Okay, so if you're looking to sponsor a camel, there's no time to waste because you only have a couple left out of the 54 originally available.
Absolutely. Yeah. So people get super excited every year. Like I said, that I have businesses that have been doing this since the beginning and they have a great time doing it, and I always look forward to see what they're going to do
and what they're going to come up with
and what they're going to come up with and how that camel's going to be dressed. So you know,
I know I want to see I think again Tina was telling me I think one year she did a 30 point buck.
She sure
for
did
for
Yeah,
for her camel or for the camel for the station. And I need to actually see it because, again, the amount of long suffering she has for those kinds of projects, it sounded like that was pretty good, too.
We've definitely had some amazing ones over the years. We've had Groot. We have had Olaf. We've had
Olaf, yeah, Frozen.
Snoopy on his doghouse. We've had
the Red Baron.
Yeah, we've had a gigantic, a beautiful peacock one year.
Okay.
I mean, just it's quite amazing how talented some of these people are and some of the things that they come up with.
Well, they really are, you know, people that have that creative spark.
Mm-hmm.
You give them a canvas to work with and they rarely disappoint.
Absolutely.
They rarely disappoint.
Absolutely.
So, that's great.
So, yeah, I mean, any businesses, you know, that may be interested, I guess, in helping to make our event a success. Like I said, we may not have, you know, a ton of camels to sponsor yet. But, you know, if you were able to be a program sponsor for us, or if you had a door prize, you know, donation, you could reach out to us at and let us know, and, you know, we would be eternally grateful
absolutely.
Your support. So
that was a good point, too. Like, even if you don't get one of the couple camels left, there's plenty other ways that you can sponsor or donate or be a part of the helping you and your organization with what you do, which is a great cause. So definitely know if you don't have a camel available, that's all right. There's still other means that you can help out with that.
Absolutely. And if you, you know, can't be a sponsor, definitely buy a ticket. Come hang out.
Just even
have
that.
A great night.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, bet on some camels. Have fun.
Have some food and have some fun.
It is a very good time.
That's right. Plus the big, like I said, the big fuzzy dice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to miss that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, no, that's great. Because it does. I mean, the kind of stuff, I don't know, you know, when I stop to think about it, I mean, it takes a lot financially to be able to do what you guys do.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, in
absolutely.
Any organization,
and so,
it's like, you know, it's It's especially for a nonprofit organization like you guys are. It's like, yeah, when you're relying solely on the goodwill of the community, you know.
Very true.
It's
very true.
It really, money doesn't go as far as it used to for anybody, and especially for you guys too. So it's great that people still find a way to be able to do that and help these good causes continue.
I agree. I mean, and everything that, you know, we do raise during this event obviously goes back, you know, to help our individuals, for us to continue to better programs, and services that we provide, you know, to also be able to get additional technology that may be required, you know, to help make individuals successful entering the workforce.
Sure. And in this day and age, especially, you know, being able to have access to technology, I mean, we're getting to the point where, you know, it's more of a have to than just a nice thing to be able to do, you know, the way things are advancing. So.
It makes a huge difference. So, and I'm, you know, definitely, I guess we're excited, Clark Ramsey and obviously the Honorable Judge Gerald Prill will be joining us this year for our camel race event.
Oh, he'll be there as well.
MCs for the evening.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So, you know, they always make it very fun and very exciting for our crowd.
Oh, I imagine. I know I'll hear, because, you know, Clark will do some stuff for us at the radio station too, and I always like, I can't hit his levels of depth,
right?
You know? Especially I'll try to read with our Sure sponsors, and he just has that extra octave lower than I can get, and I'm always like, someday I'll grow up and be a man. So
now they truly make our event you know, one of a kind, and they are absolutely fantastic. So
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we can't thank them enough for helping to make our event a success.
Well, that's awesome. I love it. Is there something that I'm missing that you'd like to touch on at all that
I don't
you'd like
think
to get
so.
Out there?
I mean, so. I guess just kind of in recap, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, April 22nd, 11th annual camel races.
What time?
So, doors will open at 5:30.
Okay.
Race or post time is 7 p.m. And so, you know, obviously we have people that will line up outside the doors.
Yeah.
To get in.
Like it was the next Star Wars movie.
Exactly, before the event. And tickets are available at our thrift store location, and they're also available at our administrative office.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also purchase tickets on our website. So those are three options if you're interested in attending the event.
Lots of avenues.
Yeah. And so if you are interested, tickets obviously have been selling very fast. So less than 100 tickets left at this point. So if you're coming, definitely get your tickets sooner rather than later.
It's, don't be like me and be a procrastinator in life. Get off the benches and don't be the spectator. Jump in there, especially when the tickets are selling like hotcakes.
Absolutely. And then I guess last but not least, if you're interested in any type of sponsorship opportunity for our event, or, you know, if you have a donation that you might be willing to have us utilize for the event, you can obviously give us a call at our main office. And again, that number is 269-9229. Or visit our website, you know, send us an email, or you can reach out to me directly as well. You know, we look forward to having another successful camel races in the books here at the end of the month.
Absolutely. I have no doubt that it's going to be successful with already how many sponsorships have gotten out there and tickets that are sold. So that's great. Well, thank you so much for stopping in and letting me get my second interview down. I can tell just by, as we're going through, I'm like, yeah, I still got some rough edges I got to smooth out, but I'll work through that.
Well, you did a fine job.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.